Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Whether it's Roy Keane or James Lowe or newer stars such as Troy Parrott or Aaron King, sports stars are increasingly marketable entities. And the business of finding them endorsements is where my next guest comes in. Sports Endorsed, or Sport Endorse, is an Irish-founded platform which brings together athletes with companies that wish to sponsor them. With only this week, it launched its business in the US with a presence in South Africa as well as the UK, making it a global player. And Trevor Twamley is the founder and CEO of Sport Endorse and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Trev.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me.
How does Sport Endorse work?
Yeah, it's a tech play, right? So we're a global platform. Brands pay us a subscription, and then athletes join on an app, and it's kind of a cross between LinkedIn Jobs and Airbnb.
Okay.
And you can book multi-language, multi-market, multi-currency. And you can do it like in minutes. So brands say to me, like, how quickly will athletes apply? And the answer is within seconds and minutes. And you can target, a brand can join in London and target an athlete, an NFL player in New York. That's how it works.
But it all depends on them signing up for their platform. And what does the athlete knows in advance what they're going to get for a gig. So let's say if a supermarket needs to be opened and it's 2 or 3 hours work, you know what the fee is, your client has told you, and the athlete knows what they are going to get in advance, do they?
Yeah, the brand will post the opportunity with the fee on it.
Right.
And the deliverables will be on that. They'll say, turn up for the shop, mm-hmm. post afterwards, meet and greet, take a few photos, and you will get paid X for that job. When you finish the job then, they pay straight into your account via Stripe on the platform, less the commission the platform takes.
Okay. What sort of commission does the platform get? For if let's say it's a 1,000 euro gig, how much would the platform take?
Yeah, so industry standard in the agency world, it's 20% is the off platform fee. Mm-hmm. On the platform, it's 14% up to 500 to 2 grand, 16%, and anything beyond 2 grand, 18%. If it gets to around 10 grand and beyond, it comes off and then the expertise comes in. But it's always supported by customer success and sales and account management to make sure everyone's happy. Because if you're booking 40 athletes at a time, yeah. you need people there all the time to make sure the brand is happy, the athlete is happy, and we're happy.
And does it depend on how big you are in the home market or the big market? In other words, for example, if you're a big GAA star, you might be very well known in Ireland, but no one will have heard of you outside the country.
Yeah, so Musgraves won't be booking a GA person in New York.
Yeah.
You know, so it is local. But what we found, Joe, about sports people and technology has proven this to us, that brands want athletes in their locality of the market they're in. So we did a deal with a supplements brand in Canada, and that the owner of that supplements brand, Popeyes, he told me, I want ice hockey players. Not only do I want ice hockey players, I want them in Ottawa. So they don't want the Tom Brady in New York. They want the person to promote their brand and align with the brand connection in the area there. Of course, there's national deals and that's a bigger platform. Mm. But certainly, if small to medium businesses, they want to promote their brand or service and it's locality they want.
Okay. And I know that you're starting your business this week in the US, in Inc., Sport Endorse Inc. What does that mean? Because they go in for a lot for sports scholarships, don't they?
Yeah, so Sport Endorse Inc. is really to tackle the student-athlete market.
Right.
A thing called NIL, which is name, image and likeness. And this year, it'll grow to 3 billion in revenue.
That's what the total market's worth?
At the moment. It'll grow about 30%.
And these are all amateur athletes?
But they're all college athletes.
Yeah.
I mean, each college in America now, after the settlement, has 20.5 million per college to spend on players. So they're going to, a lot of that money will go towards footballers, basketballers, but then there's 530,000 of them that are able to take endorsements now, and then there's 25,000 international student athletes who are able to take endorsements, and we're going to tailor for them when they come home to France, Ireland, England. We'll have brands waiting for them there. So really, the Sport Endorse Inc., we were talking to Indiana Sports Corps. They said, please come here with your platform. Everyone's verified. The TNCs protect everybody on the platform too,
TNC?
To make sure. terms and conditions, right. Of our the legal stuff. So we're everything's transparent. So they want us to go there and help, I suppose, monetize, which is relatively a new market in the space of athlete endorsements for student athletes. So yeah, so this thing has happened. I mean, it was always going on for years with collectives and everything like that, but now it's open game. So Indianapolis is going to be our HQ.
And you brought an Indiana hat in with you, actually.
I did. We were out there for the Big Ten.
Do you have to dance on the head of a pin when it comes to the GAA? Because that's supposedly still very much an amateur sport.
I mean, we don't. It's the pay for play. They're not getting paid to play football or hurling on the pitch. The GAA are quite open. They brought out a thing recently, NILP, which is adding in name, image, likeness and personality. And I think they understand that these players are important to the culture and the sport and people in the country. So I think they're okay with it. And I mean, they're as valuable as rugby players.
Yeah. And what happens if, and this does happen, one of your athletes or one of your sports men and women do something they shouldn't have done and get themselves into trouble? They might post something, they might say something, they might be associated with somebody. What happens to you? Can you sever ties with them?
Well, look, the terms and conditions on the platform protect everybody. So you can't do that post. But when they come into us, we teach them the do's and don'ts.
Oh, do you?
Of an endorsement. We do, even academy. So we do let them know to post if they're doing something to do it the right way. You do have the odd incident where this happens and you just have to say you can't do that. And if the brand wants to pull away from it, it's in their right because the terms and conditions protect them.
Oh, I see. So the brand can say, actually, they're no longer getting any more of my business if they don't like what's going
on. And what's transparent and what's great about it. The athlete can say the same to the brand.
Right, okay. And is business going to take off, would you say? Would you say your business is set to go global?
It is, really. It's a big year for us. You know, we're taking in money, selling a bit of the business to take on the States.
And handing over a share of the business.
Handing over a share of the business. So yeah, we'll sell 20% of the business this year for $5 million. And that money, every bit, penny of it will go on sales and marketing across the globe. We have a new office in South Africa. Declan's in South Africa at the moment.
Declan is your partner.
Co-founder and business partner. We've customer success and salespeople down there. Our finance team is South African company out of London. Mm-hmm. You come into our platform in France. We have two guys, Arthur and Elliot, who everything is in French. Really interesting time.
Would you guys entertain moving away from sport? I don't know, into entertainment. Like, for example, you're a Kerryman. Jesse Buckley's name is pretty hot at the moment. Would you sign her up?
Great Kerry woman. I love the fact that she hasn't lost her Kerry accent either.
No.
On the stage in Hollywood. No, talent. There's 280 different disciplines of talent. You'll find celebrity chef, you'll find creator, you'll find actor on our platform.
Will you?
You would, yeah. It's just the way it has gone. Like, demand drives the talent that want to do something.
And you own the proprietary rights for the tech?
Yes, we do, yeah.
That's going to be potentially very valuable.
Yeah, look, I think what's going to happen here, Joe, is like our tech is really robust. We got it built in Ukraine. It can take a million athletes and brands. And what we found is that, you know, it's only time. Last week I got a booking off a brand, a bank in the US. They're looking for 25,000 athletes to do something for them. So,
and you're going to find them.
I will find them. I'm working on it.
Superb, Trevor. Thanks and best of luck with your new American venture. That's Trevor Twemley, founder and CEO of Sport Indoors.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.